Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Here are the Stones to bring us back. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ellen Rohr. Do not unbuckle your seatbelts. You will thank me later. Ellen is the author of so many books, the Bare Bones series of how to operate your business, and I encourage you to check those out. Ellen, I need your website, please.
EllenRohr.com will get you there, EllenRohr.com.
And folks, that her last name is not for nothing, I can tell you that. So, Ellen, let's talk. You got us all excited about, all heated up about training and getting our team ready. Let's roll our sleeves up and make it happen. How do we do? Where do we start? How do we make it happen?
Step one is start by walking around. I'm reminded of Abraham Lincoln. Management by walking around. Exactly. And Abraham Lincoln struggled, man, to get the Civil War done. And he kept going through generals. But one of the things he was famous for is he finally figured out the strategy by going to battlefields and talking to the generals and to the front line. Did they have the leadership that they needed? That's what I recommend you do. You don't have to walk down from the mountain with the tablets with this, here's your manual. You want to go to the front line and talk to your team. They will fix everything for you, and they know what's broken. Mm-hmm. So they know on some level that they need a procedure for restocking the truck. You ride along and you say, you know, what drives you nuts about your job? Well, I get 50 miles away, and we don't have what we need on the truck. Well, then you start putting your manuals together procedure by procedure. Mm-hmm. I bring this up because this becomes your training curriculum.
Right.
It's the manuals. As you write procedures for doing the housekeeping, the simple things, the easy stuff, those procedures save you so much time. When the new kid comes, so this is how you this is what your uniform looks like. This is how you get dressed.
You're sitting in your office and you're thinking about what the manual will look like, you're probably thinking about a manual. Maybe all they need is a one-page laminated card that's got six things to remember. Maybe that's all they need.
Yeah, it can be. And start simple. Start with the easy stuff. And if you ride along, if you have service people that go out into the field, ride shotgun. Don't meet them on the job. That feels like the boss checking on them.
Right.
Get in the windshield. Get in some windshield time, because then you're going to find out about their family and their lives and what their goals are. And then if you can help, as Zig Ziglar says, you can have everything in life you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want. And so as you help your team solve the problems that they deal with every day, write down some simple procedures. The easy stuff first, the truck, you know, we say show up clean, sober, on time, dressed right, and use a checklist. And we have a checklist for all of that, but it's the easy stuff that drives you crazy.
And when you talk to them,
on those systems first.
When you talk to them, do more, ask more questions and do less telling. More questions and more listening, right? I mean, and instead of presuming something, just say, you know, if what do you think about this? What do you think about that? How would you do this? You know, how could we make this better? One of the things that I think we miss sometimes, I know we miss as the CEOs, is we miss some of the nuances, some of the intangibles. There are nuanced, intangible things that they know how to do, that they do because it's just rote for them, that we miss. That if we could leverage that, you could make improvements without spending any money. When you improve an intangible, when you develop a nuance, that doesn't cost you any money. What do you think?
Oh, I think you're the smartest guy. It's why I listen to you, Small Business Advocate. So that makes so much sense. And when you ride along, we've got phones with us. We could take a little video of him doing something or of her doing something. When you manage by walking around in the field, it's called a ride-along. in the office that's called a side-by-side. You pull up your chair next to Bobby, and you say, I'm going to hang out with you today. Now, Bobby might get nervous right out of the gate. Uh-oh.
Right.
Especially when you say things like, let's start jotting down what you do all day. Oh, that can make him crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Say, hey, we want to grow this thing. I need lots of dispatchers. I want you to have a career. Tell me how we can grow this company. What do you think I should do? How can we attract good people? What if we attracted people with no experience and then we trained them? What do you think? Would you be willing to help? And then what are we doing around here that just is dumb, that you think, why do they have us do it? And what do you think that we do around here that makes all the difference? What's the one thing you would make sure everybody knows how
to do? And the thing is when you're starting out like that, I think it's appropriate to say, John, I'd like to learn more about what you know. Would it be okay if I rode with you one day? I mean, ask, even though it's your truck and they're your employees, you know, it's kind of their world. I think it's more appropriate to invite yourself like that instead of inserting yourself.
It's so powerful. It's so powerful. And when that person gets home that day and their partner, whoever's waiting for them at home, says, hey, how was your day? The first thing they're going to say is, guess what? The boss rode along with me today. It's a big deal. And then their partner's going to go, are you in trouble? So what if, am I right?
That's right. Oh, my God, you're going to get fired.
Yeah. And so what if we turn that on his head? No, I'm not in trouble. In fact, he asked for my help, and, you know, we want to grow the company, and there could be some career here. God, I get goosebumps thinking about it.
Yeah. It's
you
all
know,
about the team,
all
folks.
It's all about your team.
It's all about
helping
the team.
You.
Leveraging.
You don't have to do all this.
Leveraging. There's so much that they have you can leverage. And, again, I'll remind you, if you do it right, like Ellen tells you, you might not have to work so hard in the future. Quick break. Right back with Ellen Rohr after the break. 10 Tales. Stay with us.
New Orleans.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.